Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 128, Chromecast. So for today's episode, I was watching the Google I.O. Main press event, basically, or the keynote, I guess, and I was thinking, what could I cover for today's episode? And there's one thing that actually struck me quite a bit, and that's their upcoming update to the Chromecast, or the Chromecast app, at least. So I thought, why not share an easy way to get your content from your smartphone to your TV, whether it's a smart TV or not? So that's where the Chromecast comes in. If you buy it through Google Play, it's $35. Or if you buy it through sites like Amazon or eBay, you can get a little bit of a discount. But basically, as long as you have an HDMI port and a USB port on your TV, then you can stream content from your smartphone to your TV. It can be anything from movies, music, podcasts, pictures, any content and media that you have on your device, you will see it on your TV. There's also a desktop app available for Mac as well. I think there's a Windows app, or a Windows version through Chrome, but don't quote me on that. But it lets you do the same thing, so whatever you see in your browser will be sent to your Chromecast, and it'll be sent to your TV. So it's a very nifty way of being able to do it. I make note of this specifically in not apps like Allcast, which do the same thing, but it requires certain kinds of TVs, namely smart TVs that are DNLA compatible, so you don't actually necessarily need a Chromecast, but it does require your media to be on your device. The Chromecast lets you send, for example, if you're watching a video and you say, oh, that's cool, I want to share it at a party, then you can send it over to the Chromecast, and everybody will be able to see that same video. Or if you're at home and you were listening, let's say you subscribe to a video podcast, then you can send it to your Chromecast, and let's say you have to leave, you take your device with you, you'll end up just pausing it and taking your device, and it'll resume right where you left off. So that's how Chromecast is actually pretty nifty. And the one feature that's actually coming soon that I actually am impressed with and I can't wait for is the ability to see your actual Android device on your TV, so of course using Chromecast. So basically, as you're browsing around, or if you're playing a game and you want to see it on your Chromecast, I assume this will be the same thing. If you're watching, or if you want to show somebody how to do something, or if you just want to share whatever you're up to, then that is also an ability. But like I said, this feature is coming soon via an update. I believe they said in the coming week, so you should see that update soon. And it's something that I can't actually wait to try out, because it'd be nice to, let's say I'm playing a game, I control it from my Android smartphone and I see it on my TV. I'll have a link to the website so you can check it out, see if it's something you want to buy. The reason I like this over, for example, the Apple TV is because, for one, the price point is at $35. And also because they have an Android and iOS app available. The Apple TV only natively works with iOS devices. That app I mentioned earlier, the Allcast, does support Apple TV. I don't actually have one to test it out, but that's kind of a workaround because it does use the same Wi-Fi network. But in any case, if one person has an Android device, another person has an iOS device, buying a Chromecast makes it that much more cross-platform compatible. The apps themselves for each platform are free, so it doesn't cost you anything extra to use it. Once you buy the dongle, have it set up, and you're good to go. They both do require the same Wi-Fi, or do require to both be on the same Wi-Fi network, so that is other requirement. But if you are internet connected, then there's a good chance you have an internet connection. So as long as you're on the same network, you're good to go. But that is all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And of course, you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.